We figure, as you're chopping and baking and preparing to put your Thanksgiving turkey in the oven, that you're not yet thinking about the weekend. Well, let us help you with that. You have family in town and you've got to do something with them, right? Or maybe you're celebrating a Friendsgiving and are wondering what to do with the squad after your meal has digested. We've got you. All of the lights. The holiday lights are bright this weekend as several popular attractions make their seasonal debuts. Miracle on 13th Street kicks off their holiday light show with a block party on Saturday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's on the 1600 block of South 13th Street between Tasker and Morris. At 6, they're hosting their first ever characters parade, and Santa will be there to take pics. We'll have details on more attractions on our website, whyy.org/things to do. The beginning of the holiday season also means the beginning of the biggest shopping season of the year. But skip Black Friday and shop local on Small Business Saturday. Manayunk, Fishtown, Old City, Germantown, and other shopping corridors are offering specials and discounts. If you're in Center City, the Made in Philadelphia Market at Dilworth Park features local vendors, so you can also head there. This Sunday has been deemed Museum Store Sunday around the world. More than 2,000 museum stores will open their doors so you can shop for the eclectic curated mix of items that are their specialty. In our area, the Barnes Foundation, the African American Museum, and the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts are just three of the participating museums. And it's for a good cause, as the stores are classified as nonprofits and their proceeds go right back to the museums. You can find out more by checking with your faves to see if they're on the list of participants. The classic Disney musical Beauty and the Beast comes to Walnut Street Theater for a holiday run. The tale of an arrogant prince who is cursed to be a beast until he experiences true love goes through December 31st. Philadelphia has earned its reputation as a musical city with R&B and hip-hop leading the way. But jazz is also an integral part of the local music scene. Lifeline Music Coalition presents the 10th annual Undefeated Jazz Festival at the Philadelphia Clef Club. It's happening on Saturday, November 25th from 2 to 8 p.m. The Arpeggio Jazz Ensemble, the Alfie Paulette Trio, and Project Capoeira are among the performers. Bruce Springsteen, he had to cancel his shows in Philly this summer and won't be back until 2024. But his favorite band, aside from his own E Street Band, is here in his stead. I've got the fever for it. Got the fever. Oh, oh, oh. Jersey's own Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes are at City Winery on Friday night. The show starts at 7:30.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly.
Ready or not, the Fugees are celebrating their 25th anniversary on their 2023 reunion tour. This is the show that was rescheduled from October when Miss Lauryn Hill had to drop out due to vocal issues. The new date is Saturday at 7:30, but with Lauryn's well-known aversion to punctuality, we say you can likely take your time getting to the show. But once she does hit the stage, expect her and the Fugees to run through their classic hits as well as selections from Hill's multi-Grammy-winning debut. Well, that's our time this week. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and we'll be back with more Things to Do next Thursday. We wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and we know what we're thankful for, and that's you. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not.